Well, welcome to Tweet Talk Tuesday. I'm Wayne Kelly, and it's a great honor to have on the phone with me today Guy Kawasaki. Now, you probably heard the name. He's all over Twitter. If you're following Twitter, he's there. But he's been he's an author. He's got 10 books out now. You may know him as the co-founder of alltop.com. He was also an evangelist with Apple and for Apple, and he joins me on the phone. Mr. Kawasaki, great to have you here.
Good to be here.
So I'm just so excited to have you on today because, I mean, I look at what you've done and how you've built your businesses and life. I had to ask you, what is it that keeps you going forward and continuing to, you know, strive for more in life?
Well, I have four children. They're all in private school. And at any given moment, soon, I will have two in private school and two in college. And so, you know, if you're looking for a really lofty answer, I'll tell you, what's driving me is tuition.
That's a very good point. So, all the parents can relate as well.
Yeah, no one in the history of your radio show ever answered you as honestly as that, let me tell you.
You're right, they actually haven't. They always give me a whole bunch of information, but that was great. So how do you go about deciding what it is you're going to work on in a day?
Oh, God. boy, I'm going to have to answer you honestly twice.
Okay.
You know, I wake up. Actually, it begins before I wake up. To tell you the truth, I sleep with an iPad, okay? And so, I don't know, around 3 or 4 o'clock at night, I wake up and I, let me just check my email, see if there's anything really interesting. And then I check Facebook, and then I have to check Facebook 2 fan pages. And then I check Twitter, and then I go back to sleep.
You're kidding. How can you do that?
No, I'm not kidding. And so, you're asking me how I decide what to do, and I have to tell you that I am not a good example of this because I probably, if you look at what I do versus what is the most important thing I do, the two are two different lists.
Okay.
And so I get obsessed with answering email, Twitter, and Facebook commenting. And now, depends on how you want to look at it. You could say, Guy, you're really dedicated. You walk the talk. You tell people that, you know, you have to engage, and you actually do. You make a real effort to engage. That's absolutely true. But you could also make the case that I suck at prioritizing. Like right now, I should be writing a 700-word piece. You know, I owe a 700-word piece to the Harvard Business Review, American Express Open Forum, Wired, and Mashable. Okay?
Yeah.
And every one of those would be very important, right?
Yeah.
But what am I doing? I'm answering Twitter, and I'm doing Facebook comments. So.
Well, I was completely amazed that you even responded because I sent you, I think it was a tweet, and boom, you answered right back, and I was thinking, wow.
Well, you see, so you would be in the camp that I'm doing things right, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, but I bet you, do you know who David Allen is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so if David Allen saw how I worked, he would puke. He literally would puke. He would say, you know, Guy, we you are the antithesis of getting things done. So.
Yeah. Well, he's in the motivational interviews, actually. I had a great interview with David. So,
yeah?
Yeah, we'll put you right behind him.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, because
we represent opposites.
Absolutely. I guess this really proves there is not really a right way and a wrong way to do business, is there?
No, I could pretty much tell you I do the wrong thing. I don't think there's a question there.
But you're having fun.
I do have fun, but, you know, I really... Maybe that's why I have to work so hard. You know, I'm going to write a book, Work Hard, Not Smart.
I'll buy it. So I'm going to put you on the spot here, and I'm going to ask for the Guy Kawasaki. Yeah, the Guy Kawasaki seminar on inspiration for, you know, just people who want to build their business, their online business. What are the things they need to be doing?
The first thing they need to do is they need to become more enchanting. They need to be likable and trustworthy, and they need to have a great product or service. And, you know, I say that very flippantly and very easily. It's very hard to do. And the hardest of those three is to have a great product. And so it starts there. It's very easy to be enchanting with a great product. It's very hard to be enchanting if you're selling crap. So the key is don't sell crap. Of course, you know, it's easy for me to say. Listen, life is pretty simple at some level.
Yeah.
And seriously. You know, it's blocking, it's tackling, it's working your ass off. There's no magical formulas. I mean, if I could, you know, tell you that all you have to do is buy my book and you'll become enchanting the next day and life will go on and life will be good. First of all, I would charge a lot more for the book, to tell you the truth.
But, you know, people don't tell us the truth. I mean, how many times have we heard, you know, write an ebook, put it online, you should be able to make $100,000, $150,000.
Yeah? Well, what ebook? I'll write this book.
I don't know. You hear everybody's trying to sell easy and the magic pill, and I'm so happy to hear you say, listen, you got to work your butt off.
And listen, you know, the secret to my success in life is that I am willing to grind it out.
Yeah.
I am a grinder. And now, maybe it's because I'm working stupid, but I grind it out.
And a day in life, you start on the iPad at 3 o'clock in the morning, and do you spend the evenings with the iPad as well?
No, the iPad is just a temporary, more or less read-only device.
Yeah.
The real action occurs on a Macintosh. I have a MacBook Pro, and you know I have a 27-inch monitor, and I have multiple windows open, and you know that's where the magic happens.
Yeah. What's your favorite fun thing to do, though, when you unplug and you get away from the computer? What's your fun things?
Oh, I play hockey. I love to play hockey.
Yeah, are you following the playoffs?
Yeah. You know, it's been a good year so far for the Sharks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe we'll go all the way this year.
Well, and then it'll be the Sharks in Vancouver.
Well, that would be the semifinal. That won't be the final.
No.
But, yeah. Yep. Are you in Vancouver?
Yep. Very close. But Vancouver's our team here in BC, Canada.
Oh, yeah?
All right. Before I go, final words of advice for you from you is?
Final words of advice?
Yeah. If somebody had to say, if you were leaving a crowd, what do you usually leave them with?
I leave them with how to buy my book. What do you
And how do they do that? They go to your website.
No, they just go to Amazon and search for my name. No, truly, my final word of advice is that I want you to raise your expectations of the relationships you have with other people. And you know, right now, everybody's on this engagement thing, right, where you actually respond and react. I think that's too low a goal. And the ultimate goal is that you go beyond engagement to enchantment. Just like Tom Peters, he took us from an expectation or a goal that business would be surviving, and he took us to excellence, right? So now, you know, you have to have an excellent business, not just a surviving business. And I want to do the same for personal relationships. I want people's expectations to be that they'll go beyond engagement and they'll have enchanting relationships. This means that you delight people. This means it's mutually beneficial, it's long-lasting, and it's voluntary. And if everybody would aspire to that, you know, I think there'd be less wars, there'd be less killing, there'd be, you know, greater economic growth. Life would be a much better.
Well, fantastic. I thank you so much for your time and being a special feature here on Tweet Talk Tuesday.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Take care.
You got it, Guy. Thanks very much. And that's it for another edition of Tweet Talk Tuesday. We'll talk to you again very soon. I'm Wayne Kelly. You can find out more about me at onairpublicity.com.